Oh my God, your style is so cool. Wow, you're so cool. What's your name? My name is Devon. I'm a local artist. I would love to draw your portrait.
Oh, really?
Wow, that hat. Oh my God.
Oh,
you're too cool. So what's your name and what's one of your biggest dreams in life?
My name is Peyton. One of my biggest dreams is to be one of the very few people of color doing major covers of magazines.
I love this hat. Where'd you buy it from?
Many years ago at Chelsea Market.
I love it. What about the piercings? Like, what inspired that?
Oh, you know, I'm an old club kid. And so back in the day, I mean, I was pierced. My eyebrows were pierced, my cheek was pierced, my neck was pierced.
Wow.
So back then, you know, that was just the thing that we did in the East Village.
You grew up in the East Village?
Yeah, we pierced things back then.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was that growing up in East Village? You're a real New Yorker.
Bad. I miss it.
You miss it?
Yes, it's different today.
Yeah.
It's very sweet today.
I can tell you're a real New Yorker with that coffee.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a real New Yorker coffee.
Trust.
Yeah,
trust.
Right?
You know the other cups that are blue on the outside?
Yeah, yeah, those are the classics. I miss those.
Yeah.
The ones that say, we're happy to serve you.
Yeah.
Love those.
Oh, yeah.
What was one of your proudest moments in life?
Getting sobered.
Getting sober?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
It was challenging in the beginning.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it's a blessing.
Who was one of the most influential people in your life?
My mother. She never gave up on me.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Even when I was at my worst, she never gave up on me. Some parents can be codependent. No, she just honored everything that she believed in. Was on her own at a very early age. She went to the service at age 17.
Wow. What was your mom's name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Beautiful.
Never gave up on anybody.
She sounds like a great woman.
She was. I miss her a lot.
What's one of your dream places in the world to travel to?
Spain, Argentina. I have had clients from those places, and they just seem to be the most humble, kindest, beautiful people that you ever meet.
So I'm gonna draw like Spain in the background, and I'm gonna do like some pencils for like fashion sketching. I'm loving the hat. The feathers and the shapes is so cool.
I'm a bird, I wanna fly.
What are some of your hobbies?
I love everything beauty.
Yeah.
Hair, makeup, the fashion. The photography. I wanted to be a fashion designer.
Fashion designer?
But you know, at that time, I had the thoughts in my head, but I had other things that stood in my way.
I went to FIT for a year.
You know, that's kind of where my journey began.
Oh, really? FIT?
I told my mother, I said, I'm gonna go to FIT and become a fashion designer. I always had these ideas in my head. I just never followed through. And one of them was going to FIT. And so I had went, and they told me, oh yeah, we'll let you speak to somebody in the fashion department. Because that's what I used to do. I used to carry a sketch pad with me. This guy came up behind me, and he said, you should be a hairdresser. So I was doing a portrait by filling in the hair part. That part was good. The other part, not so good. And so he gave me his card, because you know, there was no internet or nothing like that. And he happened to be one of the lead professors at the school that I went to.
Wow, that's so cool.
Later in life, I started doing hair for the graduating fashion students. And the reason why that guy was there, he was a hairdresser, obviously, but he was there to show the design students also how to come up with a hair collection for the design. You know FIT, y'all thorough, they're thorough.
Yeah, I went to FIT for a year for illustrations. It was in 2015. I wanted to drop out so that I could pursue art on social media.
Right.
And my grandma was like so mad at me because she came here as an immigrant and she's like, I came here for the American dream. I want you to get your degree. 5 years later, 2020, I started going viral on TikTok. So it like changed my whole life.
So you were in school for that 1 year?
Yeah, just one
year.
You're very talented. Oh, thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of it is like self-taught and just like painting at home. And
no, it's someone greater than ourselves who makes our dreams come true.
And I went to high school of art and design.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I had some schooling from—
That's good though. But
yeah.
It's natural talent.
Yeah.
God-given talent.
I would say it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
Half trained, half natural.
Right. That had to happen to me too because I was very creative, but I had to learn how to put the technical with the creative part. I graduated from high school by the skin of my teeth. And like I said, I never went to any sort of college except beauty school. And it went from my mother saying, making sure I stuck it through, I probably would have gave it up.
Wow, that's amazing.
Like your grandma.
Yeah, no, my grandma was amazing.
Like your grandma.
Shout out to abuela.
Okay, hey,
oh, should we go? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Especially for the young talent, that's the big normal. Because, you know, still not no matter, they still stuck up.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
I mean, I understand it's wonderful, excellent job doing.
Thank you. I was just drawing, I just...
Yeah, no, I see.
All right.
Okay, so I just don't want, you know, police to come to us,
2 minutes.
Yeah, just thank 2 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. What message do you think the world needs to hear right now?
We are so much alike than we are different. We need to stop this bickering and this divisiveness. And don't drink the Kool-Aid of these politicians. We need to come together. We have one life and one life only. And like I said, we have more in common than we do different.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we do have more in common than we do different. I go all around the world and I'm like, we're all people and we should all like love each other. And I don't know why there's so much hatred and divisiveness, but hopefully that all ends.
Yeah, we're all just trying to do our best in the world. And if we can just embrace one another, it'll be a much, much better world.
All right, Peyton, thank you for sharing your life with me. This is my interpretation of your life.
Oh my God.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I love this reaction. Thank you. As soon as I saw you walking, I was like, I gotta draw him. He's so cool.
I love it. I'm gonna start crying.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Peyton. This was so great.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Thank you. You're the best. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You okay? Thank you, Peyton. Thank you. Of course.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. Bless you too. Thank you so much. Keep smiling.